You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Here we go. You know, like the U.S. citizenship test. I took it last night. Not that I'm not already a citizen because I was born here and everything. But every year there's a million new citizens and they all have to take this test and they have to get a 6 out of 10 correctly in order to become a U.S. citizen. So when you see them doing it, they've done it. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I barely made it. And one of them, I admit, and it's kind of an excuse, but one of them, I flew through. It was like, what year was the Constitution written? And I just saw that 1776, and I... No, that was the Declaration of Independence. But they do pretty well on it. Like, who wrote the Declaration of Independence? That's the number one question, and I got that one right. I had just looked at it, you know. Who was the first president of the United States? And I know you're laughing because it's like, oh man, that's so easy. I got this, right? But then who was the U.S. president during World War I? I looked. It's like Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Abraham Lincoln. Okay, ruled him out. Teddy Roosevelt was, that was close. Herbert Hoover, that was after that. Franklin Roosevelt was after World War I. John Kennedy was after. Okay, so I kind of ruled it. I said, I bet it's Woodrow Wilson, and I was right. Whew, I got it. When was the U.S. Constitution written? That's the one I messed up on. You know, that's a toughie right there. When was it written? And 1776 is not the correct answer, right? It was 1787, in May of 1787. That's toughie right there. But they let you slide. See, that you can miss that one, but not too many more. How many years is the term of a U.S. senator elected to serve? I am ashamed to say that I got that wrong. I should have known it wasn't 2 years. It's 6. Okay. Right? Is that right? I don't know. How many amendments are there to the U.S. Constitution? Oh, I looked at that one for 20 minutes. Is it 10, 22, 27, or 30? Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. Wow. And I thought, well, I know it's more than 10. More than 20. Now, I know it wasn't 30. So I basically got it down to 22 or 27. And I just prayed and went 27. And I was right. 11,000 amendments to the Constitution of the United States have been proposed. 27 have been ratified. That's more than you need to know. That's crazy. Which of these states does not border Canada? Alaska, Montana, Maine. They make it tough. Oregon, it was easy. Oregon. What territory did the United States buy from France in 1803? And if you don't get that one, the Louisiana Purchase. I mean, that's, come on, right? So question 9, which branch of the government makes federal laws, legislative, executive, or judicial? Right? You got to know that. It's the legislative branch. That's what it is. And I got that. Okay. It's the last one. Which is not of the right to freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Constitution? First Amendment. Is it speech, religion, assembly, press, petition the government, bear arms? Wow-wee. And it was very close to passing it. But I did. And I if I had to, I could. But there's probably more things you have to know, too. Just hang on, okay?
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
I was thinking about, I heard this story a couple of times recently, and I thought maybe right now you could use a little energy or maybe even feel like you'll never be able to make it. With the Kobe Bryant story. You know, Kobe Bryant loved the Lord. I saw him make a profession of faith. That was pretty astounding to me. He said everybody has the ability to put one foot in front of the other. You just put one foot in front of the other. Look at the top of the mountain. Put one foot in front of the other. The Bible says that God lights your pathway, the feet of your pathway. So God will light that next step. I love the NBA player talking about showing up in Italy to train for the Olympic team, right? When we had the best NBA players show up there. It's kind of a new thing. And Kobe Bryant was one of them, and this player was, and all the top NBA players were, right? It was in the summer. And this particular player said, I was going to be early, man. I made up my mind, man. I was going to be down there for breakfast. Sun was coming up. I came around the corner, and Kobe Bryant is sitting there eating breakfast already. Wait a minute. He's got ice on his knees, and he's sweating. That means he's already had a workout. I'm just getting there for breakfast. Now, Kobe Bryant had just come off of an NBA championship. They didn't win it, but he had just finished it days before. This player admitted, and I believe this was during Kobe Bryant's memorial service, that he did this. He said, it had been a couple of months since I played, and I was tired. And I thought, whew, I can relate to that, you know. But they're professional athletes, and so he just, it was amazing. And so when Kobe says put a foot in front of the other, I mean, if you're going to try and climb Mount Everest and you look up, it's easy to think it's impossible. You've heard that before, right? But if you break it down into sections, put one foot in front of the other, one step at a time, next thing you know, you're at the top of the mountain. I mean, that's a good way to look at challenges like that, right? And if you want to be an NBA champion, I guess you got to get up before everybody else and get breakfast.
10-4,
right?
Good, buddy.
Yeah.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The sound of life.
Boy, this really dates yourself. You know, I realize when I say, well, I was watching television in 1960. Well, I mean, barely. I was a kid. But this is a survey of the top 10 TV shows, 1960-61. And most of these, I believe, were through the 1960s. Really illustrate how a simpler time it was. But you had the Andy Griffith Show was on. That was number four, of course. Everybody knows about the Andy Griffith Show. You had Candy Camera, which at that time was one of the great shows. It was so simple, so fresh. You know, not like it would be today or even in the last 20 years. You know, I mean, it was really just simple. Funny, right? The Price is Right was on, believe it or not. Yeah, that was, you know, 100 years ago almost. Everybody loves to guess Price is a canned soup. That's the way it is. The Jack Benny program was on. He was hilarious, too. But one of the things I noticed about the top 10 list, you have Gunsmoke, Wagon Train, which was a Western. You have Have Gun, Will Travel. I'm just laughing at the word guns in two different shows already. It was like, wow. But that's the way, it, you know. Rawhide with Clint Eastwood. Yeah. Loved Rawhide. Wow. Loved Gunsmoke. Always had to go to bed early before that was over, I think. But it's interesting. That was, you know, out of the top 10 shows, they were Westerns. That's the way they were, and it was pretty neat. One of the things about the Westerns was the chuck wagon. That's what I always loved. They were in there, and I used to pretend I was eating when Mom would serve bean and beef casserole. It was always so loud. But that was a lot of it. I was a kid. You ever do things like that? I was loving that. And I saw my Instagram friend, Trinity Vandenaker. He lives in Montana. He has a ranch in Montana, and he does a lot of informative videos. It's really incredible what life is like out in Montana on a ranch like that. And he was in a museum. They were looking at a chuck wagon, a rebuilt chuck wagon. I think the man he was talking to with the white handlebar mustache might have actually served on a real chuck wagon back in the day. But they were just showing all the parts and everything. And he said something that absolutely stunned me, you know, about how far they traveled. He said, probably not what you're thinking. They didn't make much progress during the day. Now, think about this. He said many times the chuck wagon would stop for the day. You could actually see where they were. Now, granted, it's not like around here. You know, I mean, you can stand on a bucket and see for 100 miles probably. But you could see where they were the last time they stopped. And I will never get that out of my mind.
And here he is, Mr. Know-It-All.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The sound of life.
Yes, Carmella, do you have a song story you'd like to share with us?
Well, you know what? My mom passed away last year, and just listening to the songs really gives me comfort. So there's so many of them. So at the moment, I can't just think one.
put you on the spot. Well, I hope your favorite's coming up.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing.
Have a fantastic blessing day today.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
Rainy here. Maybe that's the reason the spider came in. Usually they like to hide a lot. I mean, our house, like this studio, which really is a set of trailers put together, is just being covered by spider webs. And maybe it's that time of the year. But I thought, we need to do something. I've seen the movies going back to when I was a kid. But I was like, Spider, you're the one that came inside now. You're not supposed to be in here. But I thought, no, I'm not going to do it. He's wandering around outside. The only thing we can bring with us to heaven is other people.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He'll put a smile on your face no matter what side of the bed you got up on.
Came across this question, I have to admit, I answered right away. It's like, what old-timey word should be brought back? The word that first came to my mind was balderdash. I am not making that up. Balderdash. Of course, that's, as they say, out of date, archaic even word now. Balderdash means something that doesn't make sense. Complete nonsense. I think we should bring that word back as well.
Well, whole gravy and chitlins.
That's not one of them, no.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The sound of life.
I got Mark Cahal. By the way, John Mark Cahal is his name. His birthday's tomorrow. 69. I mean, I was born in 69. He was. Well, I could get confusing. Let's move right along. I asked him what I talked to about what the show was going to be like.
When you got ADD singer, I'm always assuming everybody's bored. So I always want to quit right before people want you to. But we'll two or three songs from each record.
No. Nobody's, Mark, come on. Nobody's bored. No, not in your show.
One thing I've noticed about our shows is people stay. So that's good.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.